Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are live. I am Michael Long here on a stormy, that's right, stormy Thursday evening. We are, if you hear me a little out of breath, I've been running around, turning off the TV, checking the outdoors. I had a very strong storm blowing through right now, as we do in Oklahoma, usually not in August, but there are a lot of weather changes going on, as you know, but I think we're okay. I think the big part of the storm has now gone through my area, and we should be good until later tonight. You always got to be safe in Oklahoma. If you might not have heard, over the weekend we had a surprise tornado in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is not my area, but not too far, and it was a surprise. But anyway, we are here. I'll be going up on live on Facebook in just a minute. And here on the radio show, we have Psychic Little T. She's going to be taking your phone calls. That's right, your phone calls. So all you have to do is call into the show, 347-884-8245. But we are going to start it off with a song, as we always do. So we'll see you here back right after this song. Also, I'll be on Facebook, so check me out. You can do both, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this way stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Drag you down, you can lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio and also live on Facebook. Welcome, guys, and we're on both mediums right now, and we have a psychic medium here on the radio show. All you have to do is call the show to get a psychic reading. That's simple. And then press the one on your phone. We'll be going to readings really soon, and I do apologize for the slight delay, but the storm has mostly moved over our house, so I am able to continue. You take storms very seriously in Oklahoma. We had a tornado last weekend in Tulsa, not too far from here, and did a lot of damage. And I was in a tornado back in 2013, a big F5 tornado, winds over 300 miles an hour, hit our house, basically destroyed it. We were homeless. So I know how it feels not to have a place all of a sudden. Just so it can happen to people all kinds of ways. People think that the homeless are, you know, druggies and all this. That's not true, guys. I've experienced a lot of time with the homeless people and talk with them to find their stories. And like Burles, that is most known on this show. He was kicked out of his house at age 14. And why? You might ask why? Drugs, guns, girls? No. It was because he wanted to go to church with his friends. And when his dad found out that he did, he kicked him out of the house and said he couldn't come back. How would you be if you were kicked out of your house at age 14? I don't know. I mean, a strong bet I'll be homeless, you know? So at age 66, God led me to him. He wasn't standing on the corner with a sign, pushing a couple shopping carts with cans, because that's how he made a couple dollars a day. And God said, go talk to him. And I said to God very foolishly, I said, he's not even asking for help, God. Let me argue with God. That is probably the biggest foolish thing I've done in my life. But I'll admit it. And so when I talked to Burles, I found out his story and found out, you know, what got him homeless. So the beauty of the story is, though, because of like-minded people who stood up and gave and donated, we were able to move Burles from being homeless to at age 66, having a place he calls home. So I, the love in action, pay for his monthly rent. So he has a roof over our head. It's like the storm. Yeah, that's a good example. The storm that just came over our house, I was protected, right? Well, Burles, before we got him his apartment garage, he was out in the streets, and a storm, winds up to 100 miles an hour, came through at 2 in the morning. This is in the spring, and I asked him, I said, Burles, what did you do to survive? And he said, do you see that blue dumpster over there? Big, filthy dumpster? He said, I had to jump in it. And he said, I had to hold on to the lid, and it was, you know, shaking, trying to pull me up. 100-mile-an-hour winds, and he held on for dear life with both hands at age 66. Can you believe that? So I knew we had to go into action, and thank God a wonderful woman was able to facilitate this, and that's the beauty of it. That is why people wonder why I spend so much time talking about it, because, God, it's worth it, guys. If that's not worth it and the other folks, then what are we even doing here, right? Okay, so tonight, this is the last week of our shows. And tomorrow and Saturday, I go out to help the homeless. One, I've got to pay Burl's rent of $100, $150 a month, depending on how his electricity has been, because he's got a fan, TV. So I told the lady we'd take care of all of that, meals. So this is the last week's of show, the last day of shows. And I'll just be honest with you, like I always am. It's been a very weak shows of donating. There has not been a lot of donations. So we really need your help tonight. Really do. You can call in. It's not required. You know, I'm not going to hold someone ransom if you can or don't want to give. But I do want to say that my wife, if you've seen the pictures on this show or on my Facebook wall, has made a beautiful shawl. She makes crafts her whole life. And she has lupus, so she spends a lot of time in bed and has made our family, made me a beautiful blanket for Christmas. She made a beautiful shawl that she just finished that is huge and beautiful. Beautiful colors, and it's the measurements of it, in case you're wondering, are 70 inches wide and 33 inches deep. So the first person who donates to the mission, she's dedicating this to the mission instead of giving it to one of our family members, which she usually does, or as a Christmas gift. Anyway, anybody that donates, the first person that donates $100 to the mission, it's yours. I'll ship it out to you tomorrow, USPS, so that you have it Monday. If you can't use it, I know you probably can use it as a Christmas gift and someone will really enjoy it. I know our family love it. And so especially with fall and winter coming up right around the corner, next month is already September. So, and then folks you know, not doing that, we ask folks for a reading tonight. You don't have to, but if you can, please donate $25. You'll get a 10-minute reading tonight with Little T or with Greg Keane coming up later, or both. You could donate $50 and get a reading on both shows. How beautiful would that be? So you're getting a reading out of it, but it goes for a great, great cause. So it's a win-win situation. I think it's beautiful. I think that's what spirituality is. And we call it love in action, meaning spirituality. What is spirituality? Not being a psychic or a medium or a spiritual radio host like myself. No, it's loving your brothers and sisters, treating your brothers and sisters like you would like to be treated, like the love that Jesus showed, right? That's what he said. That was his words, right? And so that's what we're doing tonight. We'll give you a 10-minute reading. Goes for a great cause. Because again, and action meaning we go and we help, we go and we do this work and we show you, not, you know, the folks that will are okay of me either picture or video. Some people are not, so I don't, or sometimes I'm in the middle of traffic and unless I want to be plowed over, I can't take a picture. But I do, as you guys know, put up a lot of pictures on my Facebook wall or videos. So we show the action. We don't say, you know, we're doing a mythological project that will eventually be here and things like that. People get, you know, worried about, you know, and I understand that. And so we show you the action. And the only thing we don't do, and a lot of people have asked me this question, is why I'm bringing it up. We don't enable, meaning if someone, I can tell, trust me, is, you know, wanting funds for drugs and things. My dad was an alcoholic, so I know giving more booze to someone or drugs is not going to help their situation. And but people, like, there's so many. A majority of homeless people are not addicts. Some people think it's the opposite. It's not. I've been out to homeless, and like Burles and Charles and Rory, who's the pitcher, and many of them are vets. One guy was halfway blind. They needed help to get home. And he said, "Would you help a vet?" I said, "Well, of course I'll help him. He served 2 tours in Afghanistan." Was I to say no? I couldn't. I mean, of course I did. I was in a grocery store. Actually, it was going to, Little T was part of this story. Anyway, okay, so that's that. I'm going to add 15 minutes to this show so we get the time in for that. But and if you've donated, let me know and let me know your area code. And if you donated the $100 for the item I just spoke about, the Shaw, let me know so I no longer say it's available. Okay. And if you need the PayPal address, let me know. All right. And Elsie has started it off with $25. Thank you, Elsie. She started the ball rolling. So, Elsie, if you're called in, let me know your area code on Facebook. We'll take your call right away. And if you need the PayPal address, guys, in the chat, let me know. All that information as far as GoFundMe and the PayPal are all on the show page on my Journey Into the Light page. Lastly, if you're not friends with me on Facebook, send me a friend request. I post all my information on here and follow the show. And to contact Psychic Little T for private sessions, you can do that at the on the show page. There is the contact information, and she will give it out verbally as well. Question in the chat room, are the readings free? Yes, you can call in and get a free reading, but we just encourage folks to think of others, and let's help others tonight too. So there you go. Okay, hope that answers your question. We want to help our listeners, our callers, and the homeless and folks needing help. Hello, Bridget. Okay, and thanks for everybody staying in the Facebook chat. Good to see all of you, Shanna, Jesse, Tom, Elizabeth, Sarah. So let me know your area codes. Okay, on to the phone lines here, and I'm going to let Psychic Little T talk the rest of the show, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Here is the one, the only, and I do mean only, Psychic Little T. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael, how are you? Man, them guys got some energy tonight, huh?
They do, from that storm, I tell you.
Yeah, I think we'll be getting the storm either tomorrow or Saturday. I'm like, man. And when you started mentioning about the storm, I was like, well, it is Thursday. You know, the weather seems to rain every Thursday when I'm on.
Yeah, it does something, right? It does something, that's for sure. Anything you want to say before we go to calls?
You know me. No.
There you go. Okay.
Let's just get to the callers and
all right. Okay.
See what people have to say.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay. And Elsie, again, if you're on the phone lines, let me know your area code. Okay. Here we go. 706 area code, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
I'm Matina, Georgia.
Hi, Matina.
How are you?
Good. So what's your $1 million question?
Well, actually, it's just a general, whatever you See, they tell me I'm open.
Okay. You know, I love when people say that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I really feel depression, like a sadness, and like you're getting to the point where you're just like, I'm so over this. Like, I need things to start changing.
True.
Okay. Great. Boy, you've been depressed for a while. Because I just feel like there's 1,000 pounds of bricks on me right now. I don't know how else to describe it.
That's true.
I don't have a timeline, but I can tell you things are going to be changing. It's going to be at a slower pace than what you would like it or that anybody would like it.
True. Okay.
The number 3 just popped in my head, so whether it's the next 3 months or 3 weeks, hopefully it's 3 weeks, but just keep your chin up. Like, I know it's hard when things are, you know, cloudy and stormy, but you're doing a great job. Just keep looking to the sky. You know, there's a higher power that I know you believe in, that you need to keep relying on, and, you know, keep sending your prayers up. And, you know, I don't know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on, but just keep doing what you're doing.
I got you. I understand exactly
what
you're trying
to say. I don't
want to
get too personal, but, you know.
I understand exactly what you're saying, though. That is true. Everything you said was true.
I am in the process of revamping my website. So for all the listeners and for everybody in La La Land, please bear with me. I accidentally hit one wrong button and it wiped out my website. So, when I was listening to Michael and all the great things he was saying about the homeless project, I was doing this. So, if you go to my website in the next couple of days, I'm going to have some new information. Like, I'm putting my email up there. So, you know, people are like, oh, you don't have your email up there. You know, little stuff I forgot. So, yeah, send me an email. Let me know how you're doing. I'd appreciate it. Or if, you know, you want a reading private, you know, all my rates will be up there. And, you know, we can talk a little bit more in depth.
Okay. That'd be perfect. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
All righty. You back on?
Yes.
You said you wiped out your
No,
your
she just has a lot of energy that I had to blow out.
Oh.
Sometimes I got to take a deep breath. I'm learning this, too. Like, I can't go hug a tree right now or go outside, so.
Yeah, please don't go hug a tree right now. Stay right here, okay? Don't hug a tree later. Those trees will still be there. Yeah.
Oh, yes. But, you know, that's how I'm learning with the help of Christy to get rid of the energy that's my energy. So
yeah.
She's been wonderful.
So you're working with Christy Lee?
Yes and no. We text here and there.
Oh, okay.
But listening to her shows and learning, you know, some of the Reiki that she does, like the one gentleman, Tom, that calls, you know, my heart goes out to him. You know this.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have issues, and, you know, I kind of like, wow, you know, and I'll send Christy things here and there that she can forward to him. You know, like was it 2 weeks ago when I said about him getting a pet, you know, to help with his anxiety and depression and, you know, because I have my kitty cat. The other day, she kept me up half the night because I woke up the next morning with a migraine headache. I'm like, great. Glad you can smell it or whatever they do, sense it.
All right. All righty. Sounds great. Let's go here to our next call. We're here with Psychic Little T. Call on into the radio show. to speak to her, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. If you make a donation of $25, we'll give you a 10-minute reading. And let me know, because we'll bring you up next. And Elsie started off the show and the night with a donation, and we're very thankful. Thank you, Elsie.
You're very welcome.
Hey, Elsie. Thank you.
I am delighted to be in a position to give. So, I'm hoping that you can tell me. I have been working really hard this year on being far more positive, more, I guess, a little bit more outgoing, and trying to, I guess, get some good energy and get some good things coming my way. And I just wanted to know if you had any advice for me.
Well, first of all, I love your accent.
Thank you. I love your accent, too.
I got the Philadelphia accent, but let me change the subject first. But, yes, I love what you're doing. When he introduced you, my chest, like my breastbone, started to hurt. So that's my symbol for somebody with chest pain. My breathing was, I don't know if this is from the last caller that I was trying to get rid of the energy.
Fine in that way, or it could be.
No,
maybe,
it could be a loved one that has had.
It could be past heartache is the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
So, yes, I think from that perspective, you know, I'm just, you know, working.
You're just
towards,
tired of being tired.
Well,
let's call it what it is.
I think also being, you know, sort of in a, I think, state of grief as well. So I'm, unless, you know, less isolating. So, I kind of wanted to know if I'm on the right path or what advice you might have or what you
think. No, I'm with you 1,000%. I was at one time where you are. I was negative. I didn't care about my life. And I started personally going back to church and saying, I can't be this negative person anymore. It's taking too much energy. And, you know, everybody knows I'm spiritual, and I would pray, like, God, you have to take this. And I don't know how you feel spiritually. Well, actually, I lied. Yes, I do. But keep doing what you're doing. God works on his time, not on our time. But I can only say from my own personal experience being on earth, karma's a blankety blank, and I don't like her in my life. So, like you, I try to do the better thing. You know what I mean? So, that's my advice to you, is to keep doing what you're doing. And no matter what we do, we're always going to have negative, but it's looking at the glass half full versus half empty.
Yes.
So, yes, keep doing what you're doing, but I do. I absolutely love your energy and even the little shyness.
But, yes, well, look, no, thank you very much, and thank you for what.
No, thank you for, you know, being you. Let me say this real quick. Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not. But I think it's the accent that people immediately think I should be a teacher or a nanny.
You know what? No. It just was revealed to me. You are a teacher of people. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You help.
Well, I think in a way, I mean, I try to set an example. And this year, I have really worked on trying to make more of an effort, and I've sort of come with this philosophy of it takes like 10 seconds to bring happiness, and it takes 10 minutes to create misery. So, you know, just come in hard and fast with the happiness and try and put a positive spin on as much stuff as possible.
Right. That's amazing. I love that saying.
So, yeah. So that's, I mean, no, this year I just kind of, I think I've been, even if I haven't felt as though I've been negative, I just don't think I've been overly positive and overly engaging. And
because you're cautious of what you do, which anybody should be. And you're kind of like, do I do this or don't I do this? But like I say, keep staying positive and try to keep as much negative out. You know, there's so much negativity in this world that it's ridiculous. Like the whole thing going on with Korea. I'm like, seriously? Didn't we just go through this in the 80s?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. But I don't think a lot of people remember that. And
that tells you how old I am.
Now more than ever, you know, I think it's really, really important for people who have any sense of, you know, like duty to humanity is to really send out positive, healing thoughts because we really need to wash out the craziness and the potential for really massive harm. And so, no, that's, I have, even if I've chosen to be informed, I have not got into a lot of discussions that I feel like are creating fear or feel like creating hysteria or negativity. It's like, okay, this is what's happening, and I am just going to focus love and light in that direction and hope that that rules the way.
To be honest, we need more people like us. Because it seems like whatever we try to do, the black cloud is always there. And I'm just like, okay, you can move over a little bit so my light can shine. But, you know, everybody's different and everybody deals with things differently. So, but like I said, I think you're doing an awesome job. And, you know, every now and then, if you need to, go on the internet and get some encouragement or read a book, you know. And that's the hard thing is that we forget. Like, even I gave somebody a compliment one time. I said, oh, I like the perfume that you're wearing. And she said, you know, that was the nicest thing somebody said to me all day.
Yeah.
So even the little things is what matters in life, or to tell somebody that they have a nice sweater on or whatever, or
oh,
to
absolutely.
Smile. To get people
yeah.
even to say hello anymore, I'm like, wow. They think that you got four heads. I'm like, hey,
yeah.
how you doing? They're looking at me like, why are you saying hi to me? I'm like, okay, I'll keep going. But, you know, that's
yeah.
also my business, too, where I've learned to be friendly. And, you know, I used to be way back in the 80s, really shy, too. And since I've been who I am, it's like, okay, I have to talk to people. This is great. But, you know, life experiences really show you what you need to know. Some not so good. Some really good.
Yeah. Yep. No, so I just think that, you know, I've made far more of an effort. Even last year, I, you know, every now and again, I will go and do a shift at the Salvation Army down at their soup kitchen and help out and just do simple things.
Right.
Along the line that Michael's doing. I mean, just, you know, quickly make up a little care package of cold water and cheese sticks and a little bit of money to give to homeless people near my workplace. I mean,
right.
there are so many little things you can do.
Right. And you're going to keep doing them because you're amazing.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop.
Right.
I'm not going to stop. Because I just think that, at the end of the day, that's, you know, it's ultimately why we're here, to help
mm-hmm.
one another and help elevate one another, and not, we're not meant to be here to oppress one another or bring each other down. We have a real, I think, duty to see the divine in others
yes.
and express it ourselves.
Yes.
And I love what Michael's been doing, and Michael is absolutely right, is that, you know, we use the term homeless people, but at the end of the story, they're just people just like you and me.
Yep.
However, they are in different circumstances.
Yep.
And, you know, it's really important to see people for who they are.
You know, and another thing I can't reiterate enough is that Michael goes out and talks to these gentlemen, these ladies, you know, like he was helping, I don't know if he's still helping, a family that had lost their child. The boy was 7 years old. You know,
oh my God.
I'm a mother myself. My son will be 18 next week. I couldn't
wow.
imagine losing my son that young. You know, and I don't understand why God does some of the things he does, but we'll understand when we all get to heaven. So,
yeah.
But this is Michael's heart. And when he had expressed this whole homeless mission thing, and I was like, wow, I'm on board. You know, not only am I giving back, you know, it's helping somebody else. And yeah, donations may be down right now, but I try to look at the positive side of it, that somebody like you that comes in and donates $25 to help Burroughs or whatever the money's going to go towards, you know, that's awesome to keep Burroughs. You know, the man was homeless for 20 years. I couldn't imagine having somewhere to stay for a couple months and then being told that I have to go back to the streets.
No, I no. That would just be horrific.
Right.
So I really do hope that we're all able to come together and actually help keep a roof over his head.
Right.
Because that is, well, it's just putting a little bit of light in somebody's life and giving them hope.
Right.
And giving them a springboard.
Exactly.
From which to launch themselves.
Right.
So, yeah, no, Michael is, it's just fantastic. And I don't get to listen to the show as much as I would like to, but, you know, every now and again when I listen, it's just like it just keeps getting better and better.
Aw. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Elsie. I appreciate your kind words.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michael.
Mean a lot to me. So I just agree. I think, you know, if, like I say, if we don't do it, then who will? Who? There ain't gonna be nobody. A spiritual community don't do it, and sure ain't gonna be the government or the rich. So.
No, that's right. I mean, we all have to rely on each other more than ever.
Right. That's right. With organizations like this and churches, are really the points of helping. So, yeah. Well, thanks again. We appreciate you so much.
Michael. All right.
All right.
Have a great
much
night.
Much love to you.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. And guys, I will extend the show 15 minutes and make up for our slow start with our storm, which is past for now. be another one around midnight. But anyway, we're good now. Little T, tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions.
You can reach me at psychiclittleT.com, but please bear with me. It's under construction because of one little mistake. You can also reach me at 609-320-7912, or you can email me at psychiclittleT@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. And all that information is on the show page. And again, the phone number for Little T is 609-320-7912. Okay, let's go to our next caller here on the board. 724, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Jesse Archer.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling from Pennsylvania, Masontown.
Oh, cool. Hey, neighbor.
How are you?
Good. What's your million-dollar question for me?
I actually just have a general question. I also have gifts, and I'm trying to figure out what's my calling. Like, where should I go from where I'm at now?
Wow. But I have to be honest, like, you are all over the board right now. I just feel like a ping pong ball.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
I'm like,
we need to slow this ping pong ball.
I'm the ball. I'm the ball.
Yeah. You're like,
I literally the ball and everybody else has the ping. Yep.
Wow.
And I'm a million, I'm one person, but I'm a million people. To other people, like I'm the mom, the wife, the daughter, the sister.
Right. But to be honest with you, you're going to have to kind of put a lasso on everything and figure out what you want. Because I could tell you A, B, and C, and you may not agree with it and still do D, C, and E. You know what I mean? So, my question for your generalization, what do you want to do? I mean, we all have forms of being, you know, psychic or intuitive or whatever title you want to put on it.
Well, I've always had gifts ever since I was little.
Right.
So it's like I've always been able to be the medium and be able to pick up everybody's feelings like an empath. But now I read tarot cards, and I do Reiki. So it's like I'm trying to get myself into that.
You got wow. Do you have a mentor?
Disability, yes.
So you don't actually have a mentor in, like, Reiki and or you're self-studying?
I'm still studying.
Okay.
Like, I do it, I study, I practice it to myself.
To be perfectly honest, like, you are so all over the board, I can't even, like, help you until you can kind of lasso everything in and figure out what direction you want to go in. Because right now you're like a pellet gun that just spit out 50 bullets.
Okay, so what's the main like
wow.
territory that you're feeling? Family, business, in general, just myself? What?
I feel in general, I don't highly recommend these, but with you, I feel like you need to put your energy into tarot cards or some form to focus. Like, that's what I feel like. You need to focus on one thing.
I read tarot cards daily.
See? So you need to take the energy and focus it on something else. You know what I mean? Instead of when I was in the mentoring program somebody else had took me under their wing, and they said, you know, before your phone rings, see who it is. And I'm like, that's crazy. And every time my phone rang, I would know who it was before it was. I'm like, oh, this could work out pretty well.
Yeah, I've done that. I'm able to tell stuff before it ever happened. Like deja vu, everybody has deja vu.
Right.
But I had it severely. And I'm
so
able
you're very
to say,
in tune with it. Okay.
Oh,
that makes sense
very.
Now.
I was able to tell my brother, I can tell anybody around me something's going to happen to them. Or I can, like, I'm always telling my husband, if tears come straight off my eyes for no reason because I'm not a crier, something's up. No, ain't happening. You're not going out of my sight.
Right. Yeah. It, also, another
and
thing
I was able
that just
to
popped.
Tell my brother 2 weeks.
Go ahead.
I was able to tell my brother in 2 weeks something bad was going to happen to him, and 2 weeks in advance, because something came over me and I just started crying. The only person that came to my mind was my little brother. So
wow.
I was able to tell him something dramatic was going to happen to him in 2 weeks before it happened to him.
Wow. Yeah, so they're
yeah,
a lot
like,
stronger.
I'm very
that could explain a lot of the anxiety you're feeling and, you know, why you don't know what direction to go. You know, I'm glad that you told me this because you need to say, okay, I feel this. Why do I feel this? And see what your spirit guide says.
And I question it all the time. I question it all the time. My spirit guides, they give me, like everybody says, God ain't going to give you what you cannot handle. Well, the universe will give me what I can't handle, and obviously I can handle quite a lot because I get a lot of crap.
It's called filtering. You need to learn how to shut that door. I visually, like, shut the door. Like, okay, I'm going to bed. Good night. And shut it.
See, that's when I do all my downloads. When I go to bed, that's when they connect to me the most, because my life is so hectic. I have 3 kids under the age of 5. So my life is so hectic during the day. My spirit guides and everything connect with me at night. So it's like I'm now not starting to remember my dreams when I wake up. Like I'll remember pieces and bits of them when I'm like going through my day, but I don't remember right when I wake up.
You know what it's called?
I'm still
boundaries.
Downloading.
You have to set boundaries. Because just like humans, just because they're not in the flesh, they're going to take advantage. So you're going to have
gotcha.
To learn to set boundaries on it and be like, look, I'm going to bed. Enough is enough. And visually picture shutting the door and locking it. And if they try to open the door again, let them know you're crossing my boundaries. So
okay,
that explains a lot why I feel like I'm all over, like, the bouncing ball.
Everybody picks up a lot of energy off me. No matter, I've been able to get a tarot reading. Everybody's told me because of my blood type, I'm different because of the energy I put out. I'm, like, so energy that some people can't handle it. I've had tarot cards spin on people to give me a reading. I've had everything happen. And then I've had people that can't read me because I'm too energy. Like there's too much energy for them to able to handle a reading for me.
Bottom line, you're doing way too much. Way too
yeah.
much. So you might need to take it down about 10 notches and, you know, redirect the energy.
I was able to take it down 10 notches, baby girl, I would in a heartbeat. But being everything that I am, it don't do it.
Wow.
And the only question I have with that is, with your experiences that you've been through, because you said you're also new. Have you ever dream jumped or troubled while you're sleeping? We call it like
I had a dream that my ex-boyfriend cheated on me, and when I confronted him about it, he admitted to it. That's why he's my ex. But yeah, I have dreams like that, not all the time, but
doing that.
So I can relate, and no, I've been doing this since I can remember. I just started doing it to the public, I don't know, 5 years ago. So,
I closed down at the age of 7, closed down at the age of 16, because I couldn't handle them, I guess. I didn't want to believe them. And I got reawoken at the age of 21, which I'm now 27. All he did was gave me a kiss, and I felt like I was floating off gravity.
Because he's your soulmate.
And that's the thing. We're so much of a soulmate because we've had past lives together. I don't know if you believe in past life, but we've had.
I'm still kind of on edge about that.
We have numerous past lives together, and we've had kids in our past lives together. But we bump heads so much in this life that it's ridiculous. We're married. We've been married 3 years and together 6. Crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of the perks.
Yeah, it's one of the perks. I love my husband to death. I don't ever see us not being a thing or a couple or ever connected. But he's a pill, I'll tell you.
So, I mean, I would love for you to get a hold of me when we're not on the show. I would love to try to help you redirect this energy or to kind of give you tips on how I do it. Because we could be on the show for the next 3 hours talking about it. But I know Michael has a time limit, and I'm sure there's other callers.
I understand.
Yes. Okay. We got to get to the next call.
Thank you, Michael, for having me on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I hope you come back to our shows. We're here every day. We've been here for almost 10 years. So send me a friend request. And you might want to also write down Psychic Little T's phone number to call her privately, set up something. Here's her number to you and to everybody else, 609-320-7912. Did you get that?
Yes, I did. Thank
okay,
you so
very
much.
Good. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. We're here with
Psychic High Energy.
Yes. Blew me off my seat. I'm still here. I am still here. Okay, let's continue on. And folks, we have open lines, so call in. Dial the digits and press the 1 on your phone, and you'll be ready to go. Okay, as easy as can be. Okay, so we're going to continue on a little bit longer than planned because of the storm. And let's bring in Barbara, who is in New York, and let's go bring her on up. Barbara, welcome to the show. Wait till her line gets up. Do, 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 do. Barbara, there you go. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Barbara.
Hello.
Barbara, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. So how you doing?
Okay. I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Good. Wow, you were really structured.
Huh?
I said you're really structured.
I am. Okay.
Sorry, that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Uh-huh, okay. That's what I want to hear.
$1 million question.
I'm waiting. I want to know if my wellness center is going to be profitable. I mean, right now I'm on like starting my fifth year, and it's getting hard. So I want to know if you can see if it's going to take off. Help me.
Okay, let me make sure I understand your question correctly. You are the owner of a wellness fitness place?
Not a fitness place. It's a wellness, body, mind, spirit, Reiki, detoxing, therapy, hand therapies. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a small business, and it's just, you know, run by myself. And I have a wonderful friend that comes in, and she works out of it also, Danielle, and another one, Michelle. But, you know, just on days that they're available. For the most part, it's just me.
Okay.
But I want to know if you see it being, you know, catching on down, you know. Or
have you done
just...
any advertisement?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I feel it's going to take off, but it's going to be a slow process. I know you're, like, 5 years is already slow, but unfortunately, with these businesses, it's word of mouth. And, you know, I don't know about where you live, but here I can Google like six places within, I don't know, a 10-mile radius.
Right.
So some reviews are not so good. Some reviews are good. So,
well, that's one thing I can say is all of my reviews are very good.
Okay.
So, I mean, I keep track of that. My reviews are very good. That's what I've actually had some people that have come in because of my reviews, that, you know, from a distance. So
I'm a review person too. I'll go, and if like they don't have one bad review, not saying you, and I'm like, okay, this is a really good place or somebody's lying. So, you know, that's from my own personal experience. And wow. You are, like, so structured. I feel like military structured.
No, not military at all.
No, but I'm just saying that's how it's coming across.
Okay.
And I know you're running a business, you have to be structured. Wow. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. I feel I'm on my right path. But sometimes
you
just need that confirmation.
Yes.
That you're not like walking down a blind alley and going to, you know, crash into the wall.
Even though I'm a medium, I can't read myself, and I'm sure a lot of mediums can say this. But somebody will tell me something I already knew, but second guess myself. We all second guess ourselves.
Yes.
But if I was in New York, I would be there too, but I'm not. Like I was told a couple weeks ago that I'm a healer through my stories. I had no clue.
Well, that I know I am. I've known that
for most of
my life.
So with the storytelling of telling somebody, I don't know if you were listening, but I shared that I gave a boy up for adoption. And, you know, I don't know how many people I help with that or if I'm helping people tonight with it. But it's something not only
Just came on just before, you know, your last call ended.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I didn't really get to hear anything.
Well, now you can listen every week on Thursdays with me. So, but thank you for calling. Anyway, I just like telling stories, and I joke with other people saying, you know, I always got a story, and they'll start laughing and be like, yeah, but to be honest, I never knew telling a story could help other people. And I said this, when I told my story, I've had people walk up to me and tell me that they're pregnant. I'm like, why did you just tell me that? They'll be like, I don't know. Or I get all the time that people feel like they can talk to me because I'm not going to judge them.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wow. You know, stuff like this you don't think about. And I know you can relate to everything I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just like, okay. And then when I had a reading and she was like hitting everything on the head, I went, wow, I never knew it had a name, to be honest, until I had that reading. And I'm like, this is wonderful. But I, like I said, I know you can relate to everything that I'm saying, but I can't say enough. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a tough world out there for business.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
yes. I'm feeling that, yes. You know, because I just want to be able to be self-sufficient. I don't want a lavish lifestyle. I just want to be able to pay my bills and
right.
do what I love to do.
Right.
So I think that was kind of what I just wanted to get, if you had any kind of feeling as to.
You're doing everything you can do.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not on our time. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it may just be enough to where you can pay your bills and, you know, be comfortable. You know, not saying that you're going to make, like, trillions of dollars. But,
right. yep.
you know.
I, yeah, that's never been my desire. Maybe I should desire that and, you know, pick that one to throw out. We'll come back to you. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe
I can't tell you, Barbara,
myself.
That's between you and God.
Right. You know, I keep saying, okay, what I'm throwing out there. And, you know, but then my worry comes into play. And it's like,
yeah.
oh, my gosh, I can't pay this bill. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul. So, you know, is it time to just stop and
because
do something
you absolutely
else?
Love what you do.
I
absolutely
do. I don't
love.
Feel like I'm going to work every day. Every day is like
a new
I'm
adventure.
Going to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I love doing this show, because I feel the same way when I have callers like you or previous callers where I can give them amazing news. You know, I hate when I have to give somebody bad news. But
uh-huh.
I know it's part of life, too, and I'm not going to sugarcoat the answer either, because
uh-huh.
it is what it is. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's easier coming from a stranger versus a loved one or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Keep being inspired. You know, like I
uh-huh.
told a couple of people callers ago, like, go on the internet, you know, get some inspiration and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I needed to hear that tonight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Much love to you. Thanks for calling in. All righty. She
yeah.
is gone. I want to say, Danielle, thank you for your donation. And if you're called in, please press the 1 on your phone, okay? So we can see that you want where you are. I don't see you on the phones. Maybe you just donated. Don't need a call. But anyway, and anybody else that wants a reading, press the 1. Call in and press the 1 on your phone. We have room for one more caller. Otherwise, we'll just wrap it up. So press the 1 on your phone.
Okay. Come on, callers. Feel like a Yahtzee game. Come on, callers.
Yeah, right. You watch the Game of Thrones?
No, I do not.
Oh,
but
okay.
I can tell you, I did get to watch the movie. It's a new movie out called Kidnapped with Halle Berry. It's an amazing movie. It's like action from beginning to end.
Oh, okay. That's in the theater?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't get out of the theater much anymore. If, you know, I kind of watch them on, you know, at home. But if there's a really, you know, really good one, or especially one of my favorite actors in there, I'll usually will go see. Like, what is your, like, favorite actors? A couple of them. Do you have them?
I love Denzel Washington's movies.
Yes.
Like, I love action movies.
Right.
There's so many. Like, Halle Berry, she's amazing. I could go on and on. If it's a good action movie, like Keanu Reeves. Oh my goodness. You just kind of put me in a pickle here, but.
Well, I didn't put you in a jar at least. No. what's that guy's name out of Titanic? What's his name?
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
He was amazing
okay.
in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, that movie, you know, it's kind of his. I don't know, kind of, it was okay. You know, I know a lot of the ladies and my daughter
okay.
loved it. I know, I'll get crucified for that. But let me say this. I went to it. My daughter's like, Dad, come on, let's go. So we went. And, but since then, he has so improved his acting. He is so great that almost any movie he does, I will go to the theater to see him. And Matthew McConaughey, he's really stepped
yeah.
up his game the last several years, and he is awesome.
You know who
so,
also stepped up their game, I think, is Will Smith.
I like watching. I don't know if he stepped. Do you think he stepped it up? I haven't seen anything
I
lately.
I think so. Like the different movies that he has done, like from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to now.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. But you hit it on the head with Denzel. I love his movies. I'll watch anything he's in, and I have.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also love, because I like voices, I guess because I'm a big fan of talk radio, and he has such a great voice. He's just
yes.
– what was the latest movie he was in about – he was like living with this woman and had a family, but he had a mistress on the side and – Yes.
I don't think I've actually seen that one.
Yeah.
It's kind of been
smaller.
On my honey to do list.
Yeah. Yeah. and of
you
course,
know,
one of my all time.
Life kind of takes over.
Yeah, right. One, two of my all time favorites who don't really make much of any movies anymore is Jack Nicholson and Al Pacino. I mean, those are.
Oh, wow.
I love
those
guys.
One that just came to mind. Oh my goodness, I can see her face. The woman that played the mother in Blindside. Roberts,
no.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's good. Was she actually in that, or is that other
No,
other
she played
lady?
The mother in it.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of someone else, but I digress. I don't know. But I got a lot of male actors I like. It's like, you know, some people said, are you gay? Like, no, my son is, but I'm not. But I just love, you know, their acting ability is just.
Right. There's just some people that have it.
Right.
Other people, not so much.
Yeah. When Matthew McConaughey acted in that movie about, the Dallas Buyers Club, you know,
okay.
about, you know, the gay community and AIDS hitting it. And it was, and he was so hellbent on doing that movie personally. I mean, he put a lot of his money and his stake into really, you know, pushing for someone to make that movie. They kept telling them no, but after about 15 years, they finally made it. So I was so glad that he got, you know, an Oscar for that movie because
right.
he so deserved it, not just acting, but his commitment to that. And anyway, he was just, anyways, really, anyway, love his stuff.
I have actually not seen that movie.
Really?
But I'm
you
definitely
need to go.
Gonna have to go look it up now.
Yeah. Go rent it over the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I go to Redbox a lot
mm-hmm.
because it's cheaper than going to the movies. Even we have, I don't know about you guys, but we have this $5 movie night on like Tuesday nights. And then by the time you buy the popcorn and everything, it's like $30.
Right.
I'm like, holy cow. I said,
yeah.
what happened to the $1.50 movies where your feet stuck
yeah.
to the ground and you couldn't
right.
go anywhere?
Right. Yeah, I know. What happened to them? What happened to the matinee?
It's just ridiculous. Like, what is it, movies now, I'm just assuming, are like $12. I'm like, yeah, not when I can go to Redbox and get them for $2.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'll go to a movie maybe a couple times a year is all. And we have a place nearby us that my wife and I will go to, and it's called like a director suite. So you're in these big plush seats, you know, that recline and everything.
Okay.
And it's a small, intimate theater, and you can even order food, like real food, pasta, popcorn. And so, I mean, it's like $20 a ticket, but, you know, it's a thing you do, or we do, only a couple times out of, you know, the year.
But that's a date night for you guys.
Yeah, it's a date night, celebration of something, you know, and it's so, but other than that, either through the cable I'll rent them, or... But I'm so into Netflix, though, that I don't. I love the Netflix. They've got so many. This is the last thing I'll say on that is they had a series that just came out called Ozark. And if anybody's on Netflix, want to see a good series, check out Ozark. It is so great. I loved it. It's just, oh my gosh. Who was the actor in that? Let's see. Anybody wants to call in, we take one more call. Call in and press the 1 on your phone, please. While we finish up our movie.
My cat's gonna start talking to everybody.
our movie trivia here. Come on, man. Where's my helpers in the chat room? We come up with names and everything. They usually help me out.
They are MIA right now.
Okay, Jason Bateman. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the early days, and, you know, he's gotten a little bit older. I think he's like 47 now. Anyway, he's a star in that one. And anyway, it's really good.
Wow.
So, you don't have Netflix?
No.
It's
my brother
really
has it, but...
Yeah, $9 a month, and you get all these different movies and series. I love the series they make, you know, like and the way they do it, you know, like it comes out and they give you all of them. Like, here's all 10, so you can binge on them and no commercials. Oh, it's just heaven.
Well, see, that's great, but, you know, some of us don't have as much time, and when they binge watch, my eyes go, good night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to talk to the listeners out there?
Yeah.
I apologize. My cat's going to start meowing and pet me.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take one more call here.
Okay, awesome.
You want to take one more call or do you want to wrap?
Yeah, let's go.
828. You're the final caller until Greg King at the top of the hour. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
This is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. This is my best friend.
Hi, Auntie.
Everybody, this is my niece.
Let's hear it for Vicky. Let's hear a round of applause. All right.
Usually you yell at me if I'm listening and I don't call, so here
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, I was waiting for you not to say anything so I could text you later, like, what are you doing?
Well, last time I accidentally hit the mute button. I forgot I was on mute.
As soon as he said the area code, I was like, I know who this is.
Yeah, I'm just in here scrolling through Facebook.
All right, so what's your question? And make it quick, chick.
All right. We've already just pretty much discussed this. But I'm really thinking about taking a break from school.
Okay. And I've told you, no, don't do it. You were too close.
I know, but I'm just so, like...
I don't know what your quote-unquote break consists of, but I know if it's
January.
Too long... I want to say December, but you got what, like 6 more months, a year to go?
A year. Next
July. But that's what I'm telling you.
These classes are, like, they're so confusing to me. Like, you know, I've never failed a class in my life. And all of a sudden, I'm like, this is too confusing. I'm just done. I have, like, no energy for it.
Then, see, you didn't tell me all this until now. Maybe it will be a good thing so
you
can...
listening.
That's my job. But, no, I mean, if that's really the case, then you need to take a break. Only you know what you're capable of doing, and so I would still say no, but it's your choice. It's not mine, because I know if I was
advisor.
To take a break, I wouldn't go back.
I tried talking to my advisor, and he's like, oh, well, you need these general education classes. I'm like, it has nothing to do with early childhood. It has nothing to do with my major. Nothing. I will never use it again. Ever.
Yeah. Like I said, you know how I feel about algebra. I'd still be sitting in there if it wasn't for somebody helping me.
I love algebra.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, if you really feel that strongly, then I can't stop you, but I don't suggest it, but what can I say?
Well, I got it where the advisor has a major class for me next, so hopefully that'll work out better.
Right.
Maybe if he, instead of doing general, if he does general, major, that might help out.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about trying that for now.
You know, but sometimes you need to open your mouth and say, like, look, this isn't working for me. Can you help me? And that's when they go, oh, okay. So,
yeah, that was step two.
A closed mouth is never fed. So you can take my advice or you can leave it.
You know I always listen to your advice.
Okay.
You know I always do. That's why you're the first person I call.
I see. But anywho.
Yep.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, Mike, just cut her off.
Okay. Thanks, Nikki. Okay, I do have to take another caller. So let's bring in, and I do apologize. I thought this call was someone we already took, but it's not. So my sincere apologies. So let's bring in 203. Welcome to the show, and your first name is Pat. Is that right?
Yes. Hi, Michael. No need to apologize. I appreciate you taking me. I know it's been a long night now. So thank
it's
you.
It's all good. Sure.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. Hi. Been going through a hard time. You could do a reading on home, if I'm going to get a new affordable home, if I'm going to get work that's going to cover all my bills on disability. And
okay.
I just make enough for rent. And I've got a few jobs here and there. I actually just got a trial job, and I was thrilled because it was going to pay for dental work that I just found out I need, which is thousands of dollars, and they decided to drop the job because of money. Anyway, so that's it in a nutshell. If you see anything good coming up or anything, even the truth, you know, whatever you see.
Oh, I have to be honest. I just feel like it's the Dead Sea right now. I feel like there's going to be a part-time job coming. I don't know when. You know, I wish they would give me this information so I could pass it on to callers like you.
Uh-huh.
Just keep being positive, but like you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders right now, or at least that's how I feel. Holy cow.
And I'm coping, you know. And
but that's what
there.
We do as women and as human beings. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. I'm not feeling anything, excuse me, about more affordable housing. I wish I could give you an answer. But I also feel like you're going to make it no matter what. Like, please, excuse me. You just have the coping skills to do what you need to do. And come hell or high water, that's what's going to happen. Is this making sense?
Yeah, but I was hoping for some little light about something. I did apply to housing a number of months ago, and some have said October. That waiting list is 12 to 14 months. And
right.
I've been kind of hoping on them or something. I'm working with a counselor, applying to different places. It's bleak, but...
Wow. I wish I could be more of a help for you.
Okay.
But I'm not... I won't lie and say, yeah, it's right around the corner. Because the type of housing you're looking at, 12 to 14 months is easy street compared to, like, here. It's a 5-year waiting list.
I know.
So.
Other places here, it's 5 years. That's why I'm counting on this one, because the other places are 5 years. How's my dog? Is he okay? Is his health okay?
I was coughing.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not picking up on a dog, but I don't understand why I was coughing. I don't know if that was an energy that's around you.
Okay.
That was trying to get my attention.
Okay.
So, I mean, can you relate to it, or could it be somebody else? Because, you know, that happens all the time to me. I'll be talking to one caller and somebody else just, like, butts in, like, hey.
Okay. So, no work coming in soon either?
I feel like you're going to get a temp or, like, a part-time. But,
okay.
Like I said, I don't know exactly when, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm not going to lie and say, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay,
keep sending
great.
Your
All
prayers
right.
up, and, you know, I wish I could be of a better help to you.
Thank you so much, and thanks,
You're
Michael.
Welcome.
All right, thank you for your call there, Pat. All the best. Much love to you. And Little T, thank you so much for you're here for basically a 90-minute show, so that worked out good. So take care, you and your kitty and everything else. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's Psychic Little T, and I'll be back here on the radio in 30 minutes with Greg Keane from Lilydale. He's been in Lilydale for almost half a century, guys. Amazing psychic medium. He not only gives you information you asked for, but things you didn't ask for. I'm going to be live back on Facebook in 10 to 15 minutes. This is the final show of the week. Folks, families are counting on us. Please, please come back and let's make it happen. We are still $200 shy, and I don't want to close down tonight until we can secure that. So we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm going to end this, and I'll see you all in 15 minutes or less. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Nikki.